The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Live off the record, this Chicago line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, the Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316-325. 4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So, the budget communication has been delivered. The government has provided some highlights of what it believes are those nuggets that you should be pleased about arising out of the budget. The first thing that the government highlights. This is a document that Eyewitness News provides about highlights from the budget. Talks about there are 25 trucks for the fire department and 25 trucks for the airport authority to be purchased in this budget. That there are plans for healthcare for public service workers that would include vision, dental, and family coverage, that a focus on small home repairs to be partially funded by multilateral institutions, that there is intelligence targeting systems for immigration, airport, e-gates, and improved systems for arrivals and departures, that the cost of living relief and social equity by introducing fixed penalties for environmental nuisances is part of what's mentioned in the budget, that $4 million will be allocated for integration of sand dollar into the government payment system. They're spending $4 million to integrate sand dollar into the government's payment system. And there's going to be an introduction of a two-tier rail property tax system to separate Bahamian and foreign-owned properties. That's interesting. Wow. It's Texas' new high school to be built in Grand Bahama through the Caribbean Development Bank. That there's going to be $11.6 million invested in the upgrade of clinics across the Family Islands. That there is a proposal for a contributory pension fund with employees contributing 3% and the government 5%. That look like NIV, somewhat, not even though, you know, that the payment structure. There's going to be expected savings of up to 30% in electricity cost. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. Is that 30% savings to the consumers, or 30% savings to Grandmama Power Company? If it's 30% savings to consumers, I will wait to see that. Love to see how that happens. Okay, there's going to be extending VAT relief for the first time homeowners to include multiplexes where at least one unit is occupied by homeowners. I'm sure that would be a marvelous relief for the people who have to who can do that. Refurbishment of 3 patrol crafts, acquisition of another vessel, advancements at the Anagua base, and improving operational resources for the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. It's going to be establishment of the junk canoe authority, creating new opportunities to advance junk canoe. It's an interesting thing to me that this is what is mentioned in the budget, establishing the junk canoe authority as a deculture thing in the budget. It says cost of living relief and social equity. There's going to be adjustments to the fees for immigration related applications, including permanent residency, lowering work permit fees for caregivers. Somebody, a Bahamian, called me about that and said, why would they be lowering work permit fees? That can't come across right now for caregivers. And somebody might say, well, don't we have Bahamian caregivers? What's the problem? I don't know. It says there's an allocation for new teachers' salaries effective July 1, 26. So such teachers should be happy by getting some in salary increases, if I read that right. The erection of a security wall designed for the enforcement to prevent escapes and smuggling of illegal contraband. This is the Department of Corrections. I thought that we were building a new hit prison. I thought that I heard the Minister of Defense and National Security announce that. There's going to be increases in business license rate for businesses earning over $150,000 a year. I'm sure some people ain't gonna like that. There's going to be an effort to create efficient, accessible services through expansion of digital capabilities. Okay, when I was Minister of State for Finance, we began a 24/7 e-government platform. It is able to have laid on it scores and scores of services, and that has been continuing, what have you. So I assume they're going to just be building on that, because that sure isn't new. It says there's going to be the creation of an artificial intelligence act to be accompanied by a committee to oversee the responsible use of technology. I wait with bated breath to see how that's going to work. I really would like to see how that's going to work. Okay, responsible use of technology. You're going to tell who how to use its technology. Where is that going to happen? That's going to be very interesting. That's going to be very interesting, given that the Minister of National Security is the Honorable Sebastián Bastián. That's going to be very interesting. Establishing a designated category for electric vehicles and formally integrating ATVs and other recreational vehicles. When the FNM did something to lower rates on washer and dryers, I think it was, and poor Diagula sitting in the cabinet got attacked for influencing this. Just before the creation of Artificial Intelligence Act, which is under Sebastián Bastián, is the establishing of a designated category for electric vehicles and on formally integrating ATVs and other recreational vehicles. Isn't that a business of asses, eh? Electric vehicles. And then there's first-time homeowner exemption increased to $600,000. That, of course, I believe, is going to be able to excite a lot of people. So Diagula got hit in his head with this consideration for a business he had some involvement in. And now, all of a sudden, electric vehicles, ATVs in them,
that consideration.
Why, life is something. Surely something. So those are some of the highlights that are out there and on the budget that at least Eyewitness News, I suspect, believed represented some highlights. You know, the budget of the Bahamas, and I have a lot to say about the budget of the Bahamas, because I've seen some things in being pronounced that kind of intrigues me. The budget of the Bahamas is really not a great mystery. And I know to people who may not be familiar with it, there might be this sense of mystery. So let's demystify it for you. The budget of the Bahamas is two things. Okay? Two things. It's raising money and spending money. That's the budget. It's a plan to raise money and spend money. That's the budget. Any budget, that's really what it is. Don't worry about all this GFS deficit, all of this debt to GDP ratio and all that kind of stuff. Don't worry about it. Understand it. But at the end of the day, what the government, the Minister of Finance has been asked to do by the Constitution of the Bahamas is bring to the Parliament of the Bahamas a plan for the next 12 months to raise money and spend the money you raise. Now, the government of the Bahamas, in developing the plan to raise money and spend money, has made a determination since 1973, or even beyond that, but from we were an independent country, to do this. To have a planned deficit. I want you all to know, the deficit of the Bahamas from 1973 was never an accident. It was never that the government was surprised, oh my God, we have a deficit. That's not true. When I was in office, for the 10 years I was in office, for the years even beyond that Ingram was in office, and Sir Lyndon was in office, and Mr. Christie was in office, and Dr. Minnis was in office, and Mr. Davis was in office, every year they came to the Parliament of the Bahamas and told you, we are going to have a deficit of $100 million, $300 million, $500 million, $600 million. Because they planned it that way. They decided we were going to have that. Now, mind you, sometimes circumstances made that budget deficit wider than they would have liked. But on every occasion, the idea was, we know that we are going to have a deficit. And we planned it. Why do I say plan it? Because if the government of the Bahamas is sitting around planning its spending and money raising, so you're planning this out. You're sitting down in the Ministry of Finance. We're going to raise this amount in VAT. We're going to raise this amount in custom duties. We're going to raise this amount of business licenses and so forth. And they have a history that tells them what we've raised. And so they get a fair idea of what they're going to raise. And if they're sitting around planning this, if they know that they're only going to have $4 billion, they can decide, well, if I only have $4 billion, I can only spend $4 billion, therefore I have a balanced budget. Why can't they do that? Of course they could decide to do it. Okay, no clinic repairs, no bridge repairs, no increases in salaries, et cetera, because I don't have the money. Wouldn't you do that when you in your household, you make $1,000 a week, and you say, well, I can't spend more than $1,000 a week because I don't have $1,000 a week unless I borrow some money on top of the money I get, and then I use that to buy some more stuff. Same thing with the government of the Bahamas. It decided. So I don't want people running around like, oh, we keep running these deficits, and we run in these deficits, and why are we? Because we plan to do it. And it is easy, easy peasy for the government of the Bahamas to balance its budget. It's easy for the government of the Bahamas to raise a surplus, to have a surplus. It's easy business. It's just, Chivago, like you're saying that, it's very easy. The only difference is, the difficulty is, whether you want to pay the price for doing so. That's really what the difficulty is, not doing it. Because the government could send people home and say, you know what, I have too many people on staff, so we can cut salaries by $100 million.
We'll cut travel by $50 million. We'll cut consultancies by $50 million. We'll cut this, we'll cut that. The government could do that and say, there you go, balanced budget. Are you happy? Wonderful. But by the way, the people who got sent home, they're not happy. The consultants who supported the government don't get no contract, they're not happy. The programs that got cut, those people aren't happy. So the government is making political decisions. That's what it's making. It's making political, not partisan only political decisions, but political decisions meaning decisions that I am not wanting to make that make me unpopular. They're making those decisions sometimes. Or they're making decisions that, well, notwithstanding I'm going to get $4 billion, if I spend this extra $100 million, above $4 billion, I can get these communities to have some docks, proper docks or proper roads and so forth. So the government makes a determination based on that to have a deficit. So having a balanced budget and having a surplus as an example is not something that really, for me, one gets to brag about, except this is true. Okay? Except these things are true. So I'm going to tell you when I come back from the break, when it becomes a matter of slapping your hands on the desk and really applauding as Bahamians if the government balances the budget or has a surplus. I'm going to tell you when I come back from the break, under what circumstances Chicago Sean Lang believes there should be an applaud and there should be a celebration. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Kaupeng Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Kaupeng Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Kaupeng Road, dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Again, I trust that you are well. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 4224796. That's 4224796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. So here's the circumstance under which I believe you can have a genuine celebration of a balanced budget. Because this is what budgeting is. One, all your essential obligations are accounted for. You can pay them. Huh? You're going to pay your salaries. You're going to pay your rents. You're going to pay whatever contractual obligations you have made. You are able to pay them and pay them in a timely way. You are paying your debts. You're able to pay them in a timely way, right? So now that you are able to do these things, and you have a balanced budget, I can say, oh, that's a great accomplishment. But if
If people are out there sitting around saying, man, you know, I get paid yet. I'm a contractor. I'm a vendor. I ain't get paid yet. Oh, I got a little piece of pay. You have your in health insurance, outstanding payments of in the tens of millions of dollars. You have unfunded pension liabilities. You owe the power company and this kind of stuff. And you have arrears of almost $500 million. And you have a balanced budget. Like, what have you accomplished? How does that figure? Right? I'd rather have a deficit having met my obligations, even if it's in excess of my revenue, because I had to borrow to pay my vendors and these kinds of people who I'm going to rely upon in the future to do other things. But if they're not paid, I'm not going to celebrate a balanced budget. I certainly am not going to celebrate a surplus if there are still all these outstanding obligations, especially if any of them are interest-bearing or can be interest-bearing. That's like me, you know, having $1,000 sitting up in the bank, but my credit card bill is outstanding and I'm not paying it. Like, the credit card bill interest rate probably in the 15%, 13%, and I got $1,000 sitting down. That don't make no sense. I could improve my money productivity by paying down that credit card bill. Okay? So what I want to demystify for you is that on paper, Shavaro Shoreline, if he was the Minister of Finance, could produce a beautifully balanced budget or surplus every single year. I'm not asking you. I could do it. Right? We could do it. Just like in your finances, you could do it. However, there are things that might be left out or you don't get to do because you make it happen. Okay? So this notion of achieving a balanced budget, the surplus, marvelous, a great aim for us. But it has to be under conditions that reflect that our obligations are met, our contractual obligations are met, that we are doing the essential things necessary to maintain the state in a manner that is conducive to optimizing the personal and commercial interest and advancement of the people of the country so that the country as a whole is succeeding. All that other talk, all that other stuff means nothing to me. It does not. I'm sorry. It might sound good and you can clap on the desk all you want. It only means something where the financial circumstances of the country are truly, 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 truly secure. Right? And let me tell you something, right? Any accountant could tell you that outside the rules, people can manipulate numbers to achieve a certain end. They can also tell you inside the rules, numbers can be so structured as to tell a story. Okay? You can have things on the books, and you can have things off the books. You can have, let me give you an example of that. The monies that get used in public-private partnerships, which have exploded under this administration, the last one, you can get monies to do public things that are not tied to the directly to the debt circumstances of the government, either the central government debt or the public debt, meaning the central government debt and guarantees related to government agencies. So you get this monies to do a clinic, to do a community center, etc., right? Where did the money come from? Some private concern. Which private concern? This one, that one, the next one. How that private concern got the money? Well, they may have borrowed the money, or they had the money sitting up in cash, or in an insidious way, they could be proceeds from criminal activity, and they use their money to do this public infrastructure. Now, the debt doesn't hit the government debt, but guess what does? Some payment obligation is to the government of the Bahamas. Okay? The government of Bahamas has agreed with that public-private partner that I am going to pay you some amount that has to represent for that public-private partner both the amount of money borrowed, the interest on that money borrowed, and some profit the private partner also wants. There's always, for a private partner, some public, some private profit proposition, always. Now, the only way that a private partner isn't interested in securing enough to get an interest payment done, to get a principal payment done, and to get a profit done, is if that private partner has that cash and is really only trying to take that cash and put it legitimately into the system because the proceeds of that money was really criminal, and this PPP might represent an opportunity to what we call layer that money into the legitimate financial system. That's the only other way. Right? So you have these private public partnerships, but they all represent financial obligations to the government. And so if they're not manifested in the numbers, so is there in the budget, I'm looking for it, but I haven't gone through it yet, finished yet. But if there's a, is there a line item saying payment to this private part, this PPP, payment to that PPP? If you don't see that, then the budget does not truly reflect the financial circumstances of the government. Does not. And you want the budget, any budget, to reflect the true financial circumstances of an entity. The government of the Bahamas, according to the Minister of Finance, has done something which I've been asked about, but I have to confess, I am still exploring. And this is what the government of the Bahamas said. This is what the Minister of Finance said. Our gross borrowings during the 9 months in the fiscal year amounted to $2.5 billion. While our debt repayments total $1.8 billion. However, the excess borrowing receipts were transferred to the National Investment Fund and not used for deficit financing. This underscores our commitment to meeting our obligations, maintaining our targets, and fostering stable fiscal consolidation. I have to tell you, with all my experience, with all my knowledge in public finance, this statement is a mystery to me. It is a mystery. You go to the Parliament of the Bahamas and you say, I am going to spend $4.4 billion. I am going to raise in taxes and fees $4 billion. That means I have a deficit of $400 million. I am therefore asking you, Parliament, by way of resolution, a borrowing resolution, to borrow $400 million extra to pay for the excess of expenditure over revenue. Good. Fine. Parliament says, yes, go right ahead. Now, you raise the borrowing, $400 million. You use some of it. And then you transfer the rest of it to the National Investment Fund. The debt is still yours. Because how you do the transfer? You transfer the cash. You couldn't transfer the debt because the National Investment Fund, unless it borrowed that money, it wouldn't be a direct charge on the government. It would have to be an indirect guaranteed charge, if anything. But you didn't say that that was what was that. You said you transferred the excess borrowings to the National Investment Fund. So you did that, and this is to the tune of $700 million. Because $2.5 billion less $1.8 billion, $700 million. So you transfer that to the National Investment Fund. Well, but you borrowed $2.5 billion before. And you said you didn't use it to deficit finance. Well, then what happened to the deficit? If you projected a surplus and you didn't use it to finance a deficit, then shouldn't the surplus be wider? If you didn't use it to finance a deficit, shouldn't the deficit be wider? I mean, like,
I would be quite interested in an explanation because I do not understand it. I don't understand it. Like, that's like borrowing money that you don't need and just putting it somewhere. Like, why would you do that? Why would you be paying interest on monies that, send it to the National Investment Fund to do what? Are you going to earn more through that investment fund? Who's managing the fund? Who's operating the fund? What are they doing? What do you know about the fund? What are the disclosures with the fund? What are the operating parameters of the fund? I know what the law says. What do we know? What do we know? You did this. You did this already. And we're just learning this. $700 million in the National Investment Fund. To be managed by whom? To do what with? What are the investment policies associated with it? What are the parameters? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola are giving you the chance to experience the Ascensor in New Orleans. July 3rd through 5th. Upgrade any premium lunch combo to a large with the co-product for your chance to win. Win cash prizes, travel vouchers, or the grand prize, a VIP trip for two to Essence Fest. Grab a day single, Asiago Ranch, Chicken Club, or three-piece tenders combo today. Eat big, sip Coke, win big with Wendy's and Coca-Cola. Rules and restrictions apply.
We heard you. Due to the request for more time, the Tourism Development Corporation is extending the Student Innovation Pitch Competition. Final application deadline, May 23rd. Competition date, now June 6th at the Hallmark Convention Center. If you're ages 10 to 18 with a business idea, invention, or vision for the Bahamas, this is your moment. Green economy, blue economy, orange economy, up to $50,000 in grants up for grabs. Out Island youth, we need you in on this too. The Tourism Development Corporation wants to support you and our future.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabaro Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you wish to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Someone has sent me a text saying, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I saw this in the Tribune today under the awarded public procurement report for March 2026. For what reason is the Ministry of Finance purchasing building supply vouchers at the tune of $750,000, or was this used on the ground for election campaigning?" Well, I don't know what it was used for, but this says voucher building materials, Ministry of Finance, RFP, which I believe then represents a request for proposal, Hanson Building Materials, East Street, Nassau, Bahamas, $150,000. Same thing for FYP Limited for $200,000. Same thing for 21st Century Building and Hardware, $250,000. Why the finance would be purchasing the vouchers? That's really curious. I don't know. Maybe the Ministry of Finance has an explanation. I can't say, you know, maybe it's one of their entities. I don't know. Maybe it's a part of central purchasing. I don't know. I don't know. So it's a good question, though. But maybe that's normal, normal conduct. I'm not aware of it, but there might be some reasonable explanation for it. This text says, "Responsible use of technology. After they allowed a company to print the full name, date of birth, address, and a map to every voting member of the public, these people have shown they do not understand the basic tenets of data use and privacy. Now they're going to technology." I mean, tell me what that means, though. First of all, you know, for somebody to say this responsible use of technology is to tell me you must have a very narrow understanding of technology. One of the things that we have come to think is technology these days is only AI, digital stuff. That's nonsense. The tire is a technology. See, Alan, I lie. An air conditioner is a piece of technology. A pencil is a technology. Okay, there are all kinds of technology in the world. Any development by mankind to make its work easier is technology. That's why we have information technology. That's why we have automotive technology. That's why we have chemical technology. We have aeronautical technology. So who is going to be policing the use of technology? We already have some policing. Gun is a technology, gun use and gun handling in the Bahamas, right? So we have manuals that are attached to many of the things, the tools we use as technology, a hammer, a nail, a screwdriver, a drill. What are we talking about? And even if it's AI, what do you mean? What do you mean responsible use? What's the definition of responsible use? What I mean? This text says, "Can you speak to the $700 million vested in the National Investment?" I just spoke to it. I just spoke to it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why was that done? I don't know, like, what are the parameters? Who is managing, operating the National Investment Fund? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. It says, "So, Mr. Lang, you mean to tell me that the Minister of Finance was the president of top notch? That's according to the leader of the opposition. If this is true, all I can say is, my Lord." So now, I heard this. I think that the Minister of Finance has acknowledged that he set up Top Notch as a company, and that he was a director on his consulting firm set up Top Notch as a company, and that is the director of it. That is not a good look. Okay? I mean, that is not a good look. But that is not to suggest that he has done anything nefarious, setting up a company, sitting on its board, is not illegal. The association is not a good look, given the circumstances surrounding the character, but Top Notch is a company with whom the government of the Bahamas has done business. So why would not a person like the minister in his private capacity do business with a business the government of the Bahamas is doing business with? That one might ask that question. But it's not a good look, and I have no doubt we'll continue to raise many, many, many questions for him. We have a call on the line. Go ahead. No, let me back up and say something here. Anyway, go ahead, caller. We're listening. We're listening. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. We missed him. This text says, nothing exists that doesn't have technology. Exactly. It's technology. By the way, I said Sebastian, the Honorable, was Minister of National Security, accidentally used AI and national development, not national security. So I'm sure, you know, so you know, life is really strange, you know. Let me tell you, life is strange. When a boat owned by Marvin Dames was used by someone alleged to be transporting drugs in it, the fellow was arrested and is facing prosecution for that. All kinds of talk. He owned a boat. He must have known. He this and that and that thing. Well, Mr. Gardner, by the United States of America, under indictment, to be an international drug trafficker, alleged that he and others seem to be conspiring with politician one to transport drugs into the Bahamas. And now the Minister of Finance formed a company that Mr. Gardner owns. This was a director on scene. Now, wonder if people are prepared to make the same kinds of leaps that they made before. See, this is why we don't day trade. This is why we don't, you know, we be careful, right? And again, there's nothing illegal about forming a company for anybody. There's nothing illegal about being a director on the board of a company. Saving except that company is engaged in illegal activities. And saving and except maybe the person who is doing something, has owns the company, is doing something, sometimes you come into some disrepute, right? Life is really curious. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll take a break for news and we'll be back after this news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the family 300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This says they can stop responsible use of social media in the Bahamas jurisdiction to show that we are capable before tackling AI. I would love to see how that would happen too. Responsible use, the United Kingdom is battling with that. Responsible use of AI. Those around children's using it, even, you know. Anyway, we'll see. We have some fundamental things that aren't dealt with, but we ain't go fool around with that damn things. What sophisticated countries they have no means of dealing with. This text says members of parliament are not supposed to be members. They are there to empower the citizens, not hold us back in life, forcing us to deal drugs. We do not want to deal drugs. We want to run local businesses in the country and take care of our family. PLP is no earthly good, says that text. This text says, in the greatest irony ever, Gardner, who had $30,000 on him when arrested in the U.S., has a company that was awarded a construction PPP with the government for some $30 million. By the way, the U.S. court filing says he used government contracts to launder proceeds of drug trafficking. The company recently defaulted on the loan funding this PPP, and now the government is stuck repaying in creative accounting had not ever appeared as a government obligation. The government is stuck paying the loan? Why is the government stuck paying the loan? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, hello, caller. We're listening to you, but you got to turn your radio down because we're getting.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm right here.
I apologize. There was a siren in the back of me. I was trying to see where the siren was coming from.
No worries.
Shivago,
yes,
good show, number one. Number two is, Shivago, are we in a democracy or communist? Because it seems as if most of the ministers aren't answering questions that are being asked, the same the media or the people who voted for them to go into power are not answering. Neither is the prime minister. And to me, it seems as if
you are in a
answers for some of these questions. I'll answer to you.
Thanks a lot. You are in a democracy because we just went to the polls and elected the people who are in power today, the Democrats. Democrats is people rule, the people said PLP, government. So, yes, we're in a democracy. Well, I wouldn't say they're not answering questions. Michael Alkidas, the honorable minister, was asked questions about his involvement with Top Notch, and he answered that. Now, whether you are satisfied about that answer is a different story, but he did answer the question about it. And so, you know, you don't get to some questions, you certainly don't get answers. Definitely. To some questions you really want answers to, you don't get answers, that's for sure. I don't know how you do that in government. It is not indicative of good governance. It's not indicative of transparency and accountability, which the Minister of Finance used an awful lot in his speech. But not everybody does an answer. Some people do answer. Sometimes the answers they give you may not like, but you do get some answers. Some answers. I can tell you one thing. When Curtis and those were indicted, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas indicated he was going to turn over every stone. He was going to ask the U.S. authorities, who was this politician that was named, if we're named, and so forth. He indicated that. Since that indictment, the only thing that I, Shivago, Sean Lang, I'm aware of, and if you were in the media, in the press, or anybody else, that I'm aware of that changed in the Bahamas in connection with that was the commissioner of police, former, who went to be a diplomat somewhere in the world, who was home recently for electioneering. But outside of that, I guess any further answers about what happened and why it happened and what we discovered, notwithstanding that the indictment involved senior police officers being used using the major port of the Bahamas to facilitate the transshipment of drugs. And since that time, no Prime Minister of the Bahamas, no Minister of the Bahamas has offered any additional information to the public of the Bahamas. Another indictment happens. Arising out of an election day plane crash with $30,000 in a bag with the politician's name on it. We are told that the government is taking the matter very seriously. Now we'll have to see what responses we get, what information we get, what do we come to discover? And the truth of the matter is, if we get silent, maybe you get an answer. See, you can answer something and tells you something, or you cannot answer something that also tells you something. The only difference is, when you don't answer, the speculation goes viral. When you answer, maybe you can narrow down the speculation. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Shivago.
Hi.
I think you need to add somebody else to that list who didn't say anything from that first time it happened. United States. You need to add United States.
Yeah, no, I won't add the United States because the United States is under no obligation to answer me as a citizen of the Bahamas.
Fine. That's why I wanted to know.
Yeah.
No prime minister could go and demand something from the United States that United States put out there. The United States choose not to say anything. They have their reason.
Yes.
But their ambassador to the Bahamas said recently that they are still working hand in hand in the U.S. with the U.S. from putting a stop to drugs in our hemisphere. The relationship is still closed. This is what the ambassador said. So that's the release that United States have released through the ambassador concerning the relationship between the Bahamas and the government at the time. Stop the difference.
No. The Bahamas, the government, the United States of America has a relationship with the Bahamas.
Thank you.
Okay? It has a relationship with the Bahamas. How its relation is, that's a different story. But the United States is not going to ever not say it has a relationship with the Bahamas.
It's Mr. Lang.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they are working along with the Bahamas, which means our defense force, our police force, our government, all of that.
Of course.
Right?
Yes, of course.
They didn't say anything to me. I don't know if they said anything to you or any other media saying that they have a problem working with our people.
Well, first of all, my friend, I was a diplomat in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for years. And one of the things we know is what is called diplomat speak. Diplomats are not in the business of interrupting or disturbing relationships by saying things that sound negative about their, but particularly allies. They may have different feelings, but they are not going to come out and say it. They do take action sometimes to tell you how they feel, even when their words don't say the same thing. So that's not typical. Oh, you're terrible. I'm never going to work with you. Even the United States and Iran trying to work with each other, and they still have a big problem. They're having a war.
Yes. I understand all of that, you know. But
that's important. That's important to know. That's very important to note.
Yes. It's very important to know that when United States ready to do something, they do it. They just a lead out of a country lately, and they were shooting boats out of the water.
Yeah, and they didn't have any harsh words for training before
they're
that.
They're not afraid to tell anybody, listen, even Cuba, anybody, to say, well, hey, we do not want to do business with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to do that. The next thing I wanted to say, are you still there?
No, I'm here listening.
All right. Now, United States spent millions of dollars combating in the Caribbean, including our country. And I assume that the people them that they are fighting against are intelligent people, that they have to spend all of this money and invest in all this money to combat this crime inside the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the Commonwealth. Now, this guy, Mr. Gardner, he was on a plane that was crashed. And he opened up businesses. Everybody's talking about it. He worked along with the government. He hired people. All of his T's was crossed and I was dotted and all of that. And he was in a boat from a plane crash. He saw a military helicopter approaching them and the U.S. Coast Guard. And they say he's a known drug dealer. He had $30,000 on him with 3 cell phones that he conduct his business with. Why do you think he kept those things on him?
I don't have an answer for that because I wasn't in the boat and I don't know what happened. He may not have had enough time to do anything with it so far. Maybe he just thought it was a rescue
five
situation.
Hours, 5 hours on the water?
Yeah. My brother, you asking me a question I cannot answer. I didn't indict him.
He is not that intelligent to drop the bag?
No, but that ain't the point. My point is I didn't indict him.
The point is what I'm trying to say. It could have been planted on him too. We don't have that evidence. We don't know.
You don't have evidence that it was planted on him or not planted on him. My brother, let me ask you, they're defending him when he has lawyers.
I'm saying if you go and if he have an attorney, his attorney could argue that point too.
Yeah, but I'm asking you a question. You calling Chicago Land Show. My brother, you know what? Have a good day, man. Have a good day. This is nonsense talk. Why are you asking me questions I cannot answer? Was I in the plane? Was I in the boat with him for 5 hours? How do you know what happened? How do you know you were not there? Right? He has attorneys. If they can mount a defense for him, they can do that. But I can't answer the questions you have. Our concerns isn't about Mr. Gardner and his defense. You arguing for him. You must have a relationship with him. Our argument always is about what our government's obligation is to us. And you expect us to believe that the U.S. government planted on him
a bag of $30,000 and put a politician name on it. And he was flying with them with a bag with a politician name on it when it was planted on him. That we are that stupid, you're talking about intelligence, to believe that someone planted a bag on him to charter a flight, which one of the rescued persons indicated was chartered by Mr. Kingsley Smith. And you expect us to believe that the U.S. government planted that on him? You have to think we are much, a lot more stupid than we sound to believe that nonsense. The U.S. government going all the way to Abaco. I mean, Nassau first, because they planted it in Nassau. Flew with a bag of $30,000 with a politician name to Abaco. Pick up them people to go to Grand Bahama.
In training, or just here for your way, Burger King Nassau has everything Grogu-related you can want. Grab the toys, the mugs, the crowns, and your crew, and head on down to BK and celebrate the Mandalorian and Grogu adventure with Burger King Nassau. This is the way.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is the first step to overcoming. Heart in the world. See how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian 9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. This concerned citizen again. I'm calling. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You're on air. Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm kind of a little troubled about something. Maybe you could shed some light on it for me. Mm. The day on election day when the plane crashed, I watched the news in Orlando on Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned that Mr. Gardner was in jail for 18 years and he came out around, I think, 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, the Minister of Finance, was he not aware when he's forming these companies or whatever he's doing? He was not aware of where Mr. Gardner's finances may have come from. That's the question I have to ask. That's all, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, I don't know that's a question that could be put to him, but I don't know. I don't know how he came to know Mr. Gardner, why Mr. Gardner came to him expressly to do anything for him. I really don't know. I can't speak to that.
This text says, planted, bagged, and behemoth in cash. This whole situation is ludicrous. Yeah, the U.S. government decided we can get him, Scott. We can get a bag with $30,000 in behemoth dollars. We can put a politician name on it. Then we're going to get him to fly from Nassau to Abaco on a plane. And then we're going to get him to fly some people from Abaco in the Grand Bahama. And then while they're on the plane from Abaco to Grand Bahama, we're going to get this plane to bear off course to end up in Fort Pierce, off Fort Pierce. And we can just have right around about that time some U.S. people doing some training to be able to rescue all the people on board the plane. And so, yeah, and then we can get them that way. Yeah, that's what we can do. We can do this on Election Day because that's good they do it on. Yeah, why? Because we know that on Election Day, some people are going to call Mr. Kingsley Smith, and tell Mr. Kingsley Smith, we're trying to get to go vote, and we don't know with the plane we're supposed to be going on, Flamingo Air, isn't available, and so we need, and so he's going to set it up so they can come on that same plane we're setting up all of this on. Woo, sugar. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you? Not bad at all. Well, first thing first, today is the graduation day of my Brainiac, my third daughter, graduating from UB.
Wonderful. So, congratulations.
So proud of her. I'm very proud of her.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Now, the last thing that you spoke about, was it a text or is this literally art skill? But what my 5 cents in that regard is that the prior caller mentioned that the gentleman concerned, or the individual concerned, was once involved in drugs, and he was, as it were, pardoned, so to speak. He got an early release, repatriation to the Bahamas. I am thinking that it was very foolish of him to get back into drugs to get caught again. So that's the only
question. We don't know him to have been in drugs. We know what is alleged.
And on the first one, when he was
he was in prison for something. But afterward, this indictment now, we don't know him to have been. He hasn't been convicted. He's only alleged by the U.S.
On the present one. But on the former one, it wasn't drugs.
Yeah, but you said it was wrong for him to get back into it, and I'm saying
right,
you don't know.
That's what I heard from the news that he was.
All right, thanks, bro. Thanks a lot. Okay, an allegation that you have been doing something, an indictment that you've been doing something, a prosecution that you've been doing something does not amount to you doing something. You are only happens when you are convicted before the courts. This text says, Mr. Lang, the money found on Gardner was Bahamian currency. That caller must be on the payroll, too. Bahamians better wake up and stop condoning criminality. I don't know who he was trying to know who he thought was listening to that nonsense crap he was putting out there. I don't know who he thought was listening to that. And I don't know why he calls these shows trying to sound intelligent, uttering that kind of nonsense. It sounds ignorant. Ignorant. Ignorant to be uttering that kind of nonsense. This text says a $30,000 B-dollars at that. Yes, a very stupid suggestion. I mean, I don't know. Say, AZ, we got one more day to go watch the blood pressure. My blood. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. How are you explaining the story of Gardner sound more entertaining than what actually happened? This could be a solid Netflix series we could make some money for. We'll have play the role of Gardner. We can Curry, we might play the role. I don't. Well, if like what happened could possibly happen, you could make a Netflix series out of that. As everybody sit around laughing, thinking that this is really a comedy show. This text says, in the greatest irony, this text says, what is ironic is that the FOIA was given the same $1.86, sarcasm again, so we know where that's going. I will wager one peso that the FOIA won't be implemented until 2030, just be the next election. I wouldn't take that bet. I wouldn't take that bet. I wouldn't take that bet. Said Tribune, May 26th, Bahamian taxpayers are scheduled to pay more than $50 million for government's 8 Mile Rock complex built by a contractor linked to the general election day plane crash drug suspect due to 48.8% surge in cost and near $70 million interest bill. The first missed payment occurred on December 13, 2023, 6 weeks after PM Davis opened the complex. Simon Wilson, who signed the contract, informed Leno's attorney that the government would repay the $8 million bond. Yeah, the $8 million bond, but not the loan. That doesn't say the government will pay the loan. Anyway, Chad, I don't know. Let's take another break, pay our respects to our sponsors, and then we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host.
You try to rest with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Here's the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CVS Bahamas, the Ashi, Itsy Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clocks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If we have a caller on the line, I believe. Go ahead, caller, or the caller dropped. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, please feel free to call back if you wish. I want to read something for you guys. So you remember I read for you that the Minister of Finance said that they took monies from borrowings and transferred it to the National Investment Fund. Now, I wonder how that works. Article 131 of the Constitution says, no sum shall be paid out of the Consolidated Fund except upon the authority of a warrant under the hand of the Minister of Finance or under the hand of some person authorized by him in writing.
and sums so issued shall be disposed of for meeting public expenditure under Article 130 of the Constitution, or in the case of statutory expenditure, for the purposes appointed by law. Okay? So if you take money out of the Consolidated Fund, it could only be used for public expenditure. Right? And those expenditures are approved by the House of Assembly. So how does the government take proceeds of borrowing, put it in the National Investment Fund? Where were they authorized? Was that a public expenditure? And if it was not, was that authorized by the Parliament of the Bahamas? Or did that money land and hit the Consolidated Fund? I mean, like, that's curious, I think. I don't know the answer, but I'm just saying. And it's an interesting question. This text says, is why after 5 hours he did not dispose of it. It wasn't planted. He kept it as leverage to negotiate. Well, like, how we know, like, so we think he was holding on to $30,000. Is that what we think? How that the boat was searched. The boat didn't go under the water as far as I know yet, eh? The boat was searched and that this, because remember, the pilot said he was doing all he had to do to try and make sure everybody got to safety. So he had time. So maybe there was able to search the boat and find his money. Right? So you don't know that he was holding on to it. Right? And if you know, and it might have been a bag that looked like any other bag. And maybe he figured, you know, nobody would really worry. Well, maybe the U.S. wasn't the one coming for it, for them. You don't know being rescued, eh? Is that what you normally do? No, you don't. You rescue people and you try to get them to safety. This text says, this Tribune story too twisty. The detail sounds like a gigantic wasp's nest with regulators at one point halting construction because the wrong concrete was used for the building's eyes, together with a bucket of other issues. What is our government doing in the shadows of the parliament? The question is why after 5 hours he did not dispose of the bag of money and 3 phones. Either he figured that he would be rescued and taken to Bahamas, or he kept everything as leverage to negotiate with the federal government after his capture. Who knows? This is Mr. Lang. Don't let them stress you out. Stress me out. The last caller, right, I think, that's a PLP crony, but tell him, right, the U.S. officials is the one who planted the fame and $30,000. Come on, caller. You got to be a D+. Say, like, why does Michael Anquitas look so nervous asking questions about player, answering questions about player? I didn't see the interview, so I don't know. This says, I believe that story, them U.S. people smart. Answering questions, yeah. So, good day, like, why is the government has so much concern about knowing where Garden is located in the States? They never check for 90. This text is from Sri Lanka. Let that been an FNM or COI. That caller talk would have been different, laugh out loud. So I suspect it might have been. So Lang, Halkita say he helped set up the company up, right? Then is it true that the fellow who is now locked up got a contract under the Christie administration while the now Minister of Finance was Minister of State? This text says the creative arts of the Minister of Nuttenberger proves humorous after the U.S. had to fish 11 of our citizens from the ocean while politician 1234 was partying. The testimony of Olympia, who spoke of the mysterious flight fright, was nothing more than the goodness of God. Be careful who you keep company with. This text says the Freeport saga is because the setup was never a true PPP in the purest manner. The contractor was relying on the government monthly payment to service the debt with Leno, and the contractor forfeited after the government stopped making payments. Leno sued both the contractor and the government because it can be proven that this was the arrangement with the contractor. That could be so. This text is Z Live, do you know if the banks are receiving deposit money from the web shop now?
I think Bank of Bahamas is. I don't know of any others. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Question. Good. I may not be directly associated with what you're saying, talking about today, but I know we have a number of new politicians with assigned posts.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they all trained, or how does it work once you've been, you know, your first time? I know you was a politician before. Your first timer, you've been given a post. How does that work? I'll hang up to listen.
Yes, ma'am. There's no training. There's no training. You might get some words from the prime minister, but there's no training. You go on your job, and you are guided by notes, for instance, the turnover notes. You're guided by your permanent secretary, your directors, and so forth and so forth. But there's no training. Nobody sits you down in a classroom, gives you any buggy load of information, and so forth and so forth. So, you know, you do a job, you're an adult, go do your job. That's really how it works. No training at all. All right? If you're smart, you will, if you don't know, you will ask somebody and seek to get guidance, either from the prime minister or someone else who's been there longer, from the permanent secretary. If you're smart, you won't go in there and play like you're short, know everything, and nobody could tell you nothing. If you're smart, you'll listen to your permanent secretaries and directors, and then you take their guidance and advice. Not that you will agree with them every time, but you will try to understand, appreciate what they're saying. You will understand what the law says about the authority that you have. You will understand what public policy is, what the government's policy is, and you will try to be guided by what has been decided by the government. And if, again, if you are trying to do something and you're not certain, you will call up your prime minister who appointed you, and you will seek and get guidance from him. But you know, training. What you need is sense. What you need is humility. What you need is intelligence. What you need is critical thinking. What you need is the capacity to read and comprehend. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The bag man or the money man has always been around. He does the illegal, unethical, and unscrupulous activities of an organization. His primary objective is to do the deed, and if caught, take the fall. Yep, you're absolutely right. This text says, Mr. Lang, they said he was wearing a money bag which was strapped to his body. There you go. So, and it may not have, I don't know. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hey, go ahead, caller. Okay. This text says, is information on the investment fund public? What are the funds used for? Who runs it? How much money is in the fund? I have no idea. There's no public information that I'm aware of this fund. I don't know. Not the National Investment Fund. So tell your text, did Bob accept money if you win a number, but you better carry your receipt as proof of your winnings. Okay. This text says, did Gardner not get the contract team yet? He was released early from an 18-year term in a U.S. federal prison for drugs and money laundering, and get the Minister of State to be on his company records and get him a multi-million dollar PPP? Apparently not, because my understanding is he was released in 2011. So in 2011, I was the Minister of State for Finance. I think that the Minister of Finance, Alkita, said that he formed that company and sat on that board in 2018. And so, you know, it was some years later. This says, was there no background check? What law firm was Gardner represented by? Maybe that will answer some questions or pose others for us. Let's be perfectly blunt. Many times when you see folks trying to make money, like, they asking questions about a whole lot of things. Okay? And apparently having a background of criminality, of illegality in the Bahamas is not an impediment to anything now. It's not an impediment to being elected to Parliament. It's not an impediment to being in the cabinet of the Bahamas. It's not an impediment to being okay in the world.
All right? So let's be clear. The world is a different world now. It is a different place now. And particularly for some people, it's a different place. In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, in the world, if you have money, your illegality, your criminality, your convictions, they are different. There are rich people in America who have been in prison, who they all over the radio or television, they're making a killing, making a living, ain't no problem. And then you got young men who've been indicted, who've been convicted, and they can't shed their history, cannot do it. Okay? They put it on you, you can't shake it off no matter how untrue it is if you ain't got no money. But if you have money, you can buy your way into all kinds of opportunities in the Bahamas. Let's be real about this thing. It is true. There is a different world for the haves and a different world for the have-nots in this country. So don't let's pretend. People making money, people come to you, they need something done, they can give you some money. Boom. You ain't really asking all them questions and so forth. As far as you know, it's everything's everything. As far as you know. Now, there are some weird circumstances in which the people who have done things or been involved in things, you know who they are and you know what their histories are, and maybe you think that they are, that's behind them and so forth and so forth. They still have to live. They still have to be able to function in the world, and maybe what they're doing is above board and you get into it and you do that. But let's not be pretentious in this country. If you have money in the Bahamas, you have a different reality than people without money. Different reality. There are some people whose name would never be mentioned in this country if they didn't have the money they got. But they got the money they got. And now they can have their name mentioned all kinds of places. That's the reality. This text says, and you need humility in the case of new politician or anyone. Absolutely. You have to be humble enough to take guidance, to take advice by people who know, been there around longer and can, you know. This says, dates don't match. The company and contract were signed the week before the 2017 election. But I think all of that could be checked. All of that can be checked. So, you know, maybe, and we'll all know what the deal is. So finally, you are stating the pure and painful truth. Once again, thanks for letting God use your life. Finally, I'm stating only me, finally. Finally. you are so correct. Suck my teeth. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing?
Hey, I'm right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, the comments you just made holds true and firm, I guess, around the world.
Yes,
you get money?
Yeah, many places. Yep.
You make the world go round twice. But if you person and you ain't no money, things hard. The struggle is real, especially if you're being locked up, just come out of jail, and you ain't got no head, dog eat your lunch.
Because
you could shoot, kill, rob, rape, slander. But if you get money, people look past that 6 months, 8 months, and you bark in high society, and they love you.
Buy anything you want. Buy anybody you want.
Double standard.
No question about it, friend. No question about it. It's sad and it's sickening, but it's the reality of the world in which we live. And you know what? Let's be clear. The guilty ones are us. We, average, common people who hold in high regard any and everybody because you got plenty of money. There are people who are plenty money who have been done a marvelous job building their businesses and doing it the right way, doing it the legal way. And so they have the respect and regard they have. But then there are other people. But don't matter. The difference between those who did it the right way and those who did it the wrong way, it don't matter because you got money. You got money. And we overlook many things. But a poor fella can't catch a break because he ain't got that kind of money. Try and get an opportunity to see the prime minister where. See the minister where. You got money? No problem. I ain't asking nobody. Man, this is the reality of the world we live in. Oh, boy.
We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we will rock. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lanyo.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. I'll keep you feeling like you've been doing things.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing me nicest food. He could do Junior in.
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody.
When I say I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So what about
you? All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the call go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality product that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff make Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. I'll keep you feeling like you've been doing things.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olan, your host. So glad that you could join us here today for these remaining moments of the show. I want you all to be clear on something. I don't begrudge anybody who has money. I think having money in this world, in this commoditized world, is a good thing. Having lots of it could be a good thing if your heart is, you know, is in the right direction. So not that you're perfect, but in the right direction, you can deal with your money and have your money and feel like you are a decent and accommodating and respectful human being, no problems. I have no difficulty with that. Have lots of money if you want. Have hundreds of millions of dollars if you want. But that is never going to have me dismiss the fact that there are far too many people in this world who with their money can buy things that people without that same money could never, never, never work hard enough to get. Access, appointments, and that kind of stuff. And that's tragic. But isn't it new? Even Jesus spoke of it. You have a wedding feast. Some people get invited. And, oh, because this man don't look so rich. You put him in the way in the back. And then this next fellow, because he got all kind of money and things, you put him way up front. That's how it go. People get to be up front. Go way ahead of the class. Not because they're bright. Not because they deserve it. But because they paid for it. They got money for it. That's why. And I'm not going to be ignorant and stupid and believe the world I live in, the country I live in, cannot work that way. It can. And it does work that way. It says, so, report was that it was a crossbody bag he had on that contained the money. How did they know what was in the crossbody bag? Or did they? Presumably, if he was going into the U.S., maybe they put him through an X-ray or put the stuff through an X-ray or something like that, right? I don't know. It's Texas. Hi, hello, Lang. Why hasn't the Bahamian police investigated the plane crash with Gardner and the plot? This is a question I have too. We're trying about the $30,000. Why did the plane crash?
Isn't a plane crash, well, maybe because the plane crashed in the U.S. waters, but even so, if it was registered in the Bahamas, don't we have an obligation, our Civil Aviation Department, to try and figure out and understand why a plane carrying our citizens crashed? Isn't there, shouldn't a report be produced? Shouldn't someone say the reason for the crash was X, Y, Z? Has anybody heard any of that? Has anybody heard, if suppose this was a crash that didn't happen involving the circumstance that it had, no thousands of dollars, no politician name, no Mr. Gardner example, but just an ordinary circumstance, would this not have been on the news? Would we not have heard from civil aviation? Would we not have heard from our other authorities? Would not there have been the ministry responsible for civil aviation said, we are investigating and we're trying to find out the cause? Would not we have collaborated with the U.S. Aviation people to figure out what happened to this plane? Why did the plane crash? What was the fault? Was it mechanical? Was it human error? Nothing. Nothing. As far as I know, but I could be wrong. Like, that's how they buy those parts of money, okay? Says, I think in the long run, the PRP will be found in a peculiar situation when the structure, the PPP, comes to light. The funds to repay the entity in a PPP should come from fees levied on the public, not from the public treasury, and over time, the government takes control of the product. That's how it normally happens. So how did Gardner have such money, so much money, after being in jail for 18 years? Yeah, some people can do good business in a short period of time, you know. This text is, behind every great fortune lies a great crime. You think so? No, man. Everyone? This says, these people are stupid. It was reported that the U.S. Coast Guard found the phones and the money on player. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Lang, good day.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir. I will submit to you, right, that if our land was rich with precious minerals and oil, that our elected officials would have billions of dollars and high hundreds of millions of dollars stashed away in Swiss bank accounts, like how we have become familiar with the grossly corrupt African countries and other countries in Asia, where their elected officials have high net worth. I mean, way beyond our $2-3 million declared net worth of our politicians, those high $100 million and even cross over into the billion. If our land was minerally rich and had oil in it, you would have just those same stories behind our elected officials too. That's all I'd submit to you. Right.
Okay, bro. That's a speculation. I can't rob you of your speculation. This is part of the mystery is that the plane crash was not Bahamas registered. The plane that crashed was not Bahamas registered. Okay, but it had Bahamian citizens on it. Do we not have a concern regarding a plane crash that has Bahamas citizens on it? When planes crash in Asia that have American citizens in it, the American aviation people get involved to find out. That's how this thing is supposed to work. You're supposed to be concerned because your citizens are using these things. And it was plying in the Bahamas, right? This text is, Mr. Lang, people really demonize people for being rich. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Being rich is not a crime. It's not a problem. And I don't have no problem being rich. If I could be rich, 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 I get rich, rich, rich. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. God's best life. Have a fantastic afternoon.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. I'll if you feel like you get down the same road.